Hi there, and welcome to another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. I'm here with a gentleman from my team named Hari.
Hi, everyone.
And he is going to show us some very cool new technology that's just gone into public preview. So everyone now can play with this. Is that correct? Okay.
But I'm totally kicked and excited about it.
And this is something that we've actually seen lots of customer requests for. This is something that perhaps since the beginning of days,
exactly,
of IaaS days, we've seen this as being one of the more, one of the highest requested features, to the point that I've received many death threats and cursings on blog posts and so on.
Correct.
About why we don't have this, especially when, yes, we launched Boot Diagnostics, which people said isn't what they actually,
correct,
fully wanted, partially what they wanted. So
yeah,
I'm sorry, I stole all your thunder. Explain us a little bit what we got here.
All right, so as you mentioned, we started off with Boot Diagnostic, which was cool. It gave you access to serial logs of the virtual machine.
So people could like debug issues.
Exactly, they could look at the logs, they could figure something out, but what if your machine was really stuck? Now, you know, you're trying to figure out what you need to do.
Have to go rebuild the whole thing.
Exactly, and we said that, hey, let's make it as close to what they're used to. You know, it's after all an IaaS system, let's, mm-hmm, make it, you know, what they're used to in their on-premises. So what we have now is Serial Console that will show up for all public Azure customers. The Serial Console here, when you click on it, you would get access to
Look at that, right in the portal experience.
Exactly. So you can log in.
And so what is the login and password here is just the administrator login and password. So this would be the same login and password that they have for SSHing in.
That is correct.
But this doesn't go through any network.
That is correct. This is all via portal only. This is what you configured when you created the VM. Now, if you don't have this, you can always use VM access to go and create it if you don't have access.
Okay,
exactly.
Got it.
Right. And so now I am inside the console. And to really prove that I'm inside the console, I'm going to reboot the system. If you are going to be in SSH, by this time you would actually see a disconnect.
It disconnects, and you,
exactly,
say, and you don't see any of the spew. And so, if something breaks during boot, you don't see it. You don't get in because the network's not there.
Absolutely. So at this point in time, it will reboot shortly. Mm-hmm. The Linux VM will go into a power cycle, and I'll show you, you know, what the boot screen will look
got
like.
Got it.
But the question really is this about Linux or specifically about Windows? What do you think?
Well, I mean, look, I think obviously with serial support, the goal is to get it going with Linux, but and something that we've seen a lot. But we certainly have requests for Windows as well. So you're saying we've got something here on the Windows side?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Let me show you the grand old SAC.
Look at this.
SAC is actually a...
What does SAC stand for? I've never known this.
Special Administrative Console. And for people who do not know, this is special. It is special because
like
it was
that.
Introduced back in server 2003.
Wow.
So it's been, more than a decade old.
And we're finally using it.
Exactly. And
how about that?
it's a pretty powerful technology. SAC is a kernel mode driver.
Okay.
So basically when the system boots, you know, it's right there. It's available. And then it also provides you a command channel.
But this is through serial. So this is basically the same channel that the Linux side sees now.
Exactly.
We are enabling on the Windows side.
Correct.
And all of our images will be pre-enabled with this starting now, right? So
that
we
is
will
correct.
Have the support straight out of the gate.
Absolutely. And what you can do now is you can open a command channel and log on into the system just like what you would do in Linux.
Very cool. So now you are, again, no network through the top, right? You're basically,
correct,
through the hypervisor system.
Exactly.
You're now on, look at this, System 32.
Exactly.
Ready
and,
to go.
And you can now, if you have trouble using RDP and connecting to the system, you can log on.
Can they run PowerShell from here?
Let me try this out, actually.
If
I can spell PowerShell correctly.
Have you actually not tried this before?
I have, actually.
Thank goodness.
I just wanted to...
Okay, so they can run full PowerShell
commands
here.
They can full PowerShell.
They can do whatever they need.
Exactly. They get full power of WMI with PowerShell.
Ooh.
They can go and check the status of the terminal server.
Now, what if they want to do, like, boot commands? So, like, they want to boot into safe mode or something. Like, they maybe because that's something is problematic during boot.
So, let's shut down the system and see what really happens. So... By default, we would not have these advanced boot settings enabled in the system. So once the system reboots,
yes,
and you would actually see the command shell will just go away.
Goes back to
right?
Okay,
and
I'll
say SAC will become unavailable soon because the system is shutting down.
Right? Now, look at this.
And there you go. So
into the boot manager.
Into the boot manager. And soon, right after, you would actually see the advanced options. You want to go to safe mode. You want to go to your last known good state. You can do all that from right here.
This is what people have been asking me for, and exactly. You finally make me look good. Right. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I don't want you to die. So once this is there, you can actually boot the system. Let's quickly go back and see what's happening on the Linux system.
Oh, there you go. Windows. Linux is away they go. And as you can see, they show pretty much everything here.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah. The entire boot screen comes in. Right, the entire SPU comes in, and you can actually do.
So, if something failed here in the meantime, you'd be able to
absolutely
be able to jump right in.
So, one of the biggest set of issues that customer call us for is a misconfigured FS tab in Linux.
Yes, of course.
And if the system goes into single user mode, voila! Now you can use serial console, get into the system,
and fix
it.
The problem.
What used to take hours will be fixed in
seconds.
Exactly.
You're gonna say minutes.
I know.
Nothing.
You raise the bar.
The cloud is in seconds, man.
Exactly.
So let me ask this. It's super important. So this is super cool, super powerful, built right into the portal, which is great. So people get access to this by logging into their portal account. What is sort of the access control? So let's say I'm running, and let's say this is a really secure system of mine. Yeah. I want to make sure that only the right people have access to my VM. What can they enable as part of this to sort of lock this down?
It's a fantastic question. So we think security is paramount for serial console.
Of course, you can do a lot of powerful things.
Exactly.
Here.
So what we have done is right off the bat, only users who have VM contributor access would get access to serial console.
So that's the role-based access control for
Correct.
Azure.
Correct.
So people have to have specific Azure access. Oh,
Correct.
I see here. Oh,
so
look.
As you can see, so
I have access.
You have access, and
Scott
has access to this VM. Right, as contributors. So you need to be a VM contributor.
Okay, it's
fine. One of the demos.
We'll worry about this later. But I think we need to remove it.
Yeah, so what we have done is, right off the bat, we want to make sure the security is
So you have to be contributor.
Or above. Right,
so owner or contributor.
Yeah, owner or contributor.
I see that I'm not an owner. I'm just a contributor.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
Yeah,
that's nice. Thank you.
Right, I don't want you to
don't want me to have too much control.
Exactly.
I see.
So yeah, I mean, we're quite excited.
This is very cool.
This is going to be available in all public Azure regions for everyone to try. This is available right off the bat.
It's available today.
Exactly, it's available today. You just go to portal, see this option available. No need to set up anything.
Hold on. So Linux available today. You can just turn this on and you're ready to roll with
Linux. Exactly.
Windows, you need to deploy either a new image or follow a few steps, right?
Correct.
Because SAC isn't turned on by default.
Exactly, and there are just two commands that you need to run on your system: RDP and you're done.
And do we have this in like a help file or something?
Exactly. Okay. All our documents. Documentation for both Linux and Windows have full details in terms of.
But all of our images now turn it on. But Linux, they don't need to do anything. They can just turn this on and it works.
All base platform images for Linux would work as is.
This is fantastic.
Yeah, I'm really kicked and excited, and I hope that customers really enjoy using this. When they are troubled.
Yeah. So, well, hopefully they're not in trouble very often, but when they are in trouble.
Absolutely. We want to delight them.
We do want to delight them. So check this out. We have a little feedback button at the top there. If you've got feedback or comments about this feature, there you go, Hari just pointed to it.
Yep.
Send it in. Let us know. Go straight to Hari's inbox, and he will personally respond to every feedback request.
Absolutely. That's my job. I've carved out time specifically for that.
Awesome.
No more Tuesdays with Corey.
No more time for this. Go get feedback. Thank you so much. This has been great.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Thanks for the
and,
time.
And hopefully you guys enjoy it. Please let us know. Give us feedback. This is, I think, one of the cooler features that we've shipped since I've been here.
Thank you.
So good work.
Thank you.
And good work to you for telling us that we had to do this. And sorry it took us so long. But here we go. If you've got any questions, comments, feedback, other things you'd like to hear about, hit us up on Twitter with hashtag AzureTWC. That stands for Tuesdays with Corey.
Yep.
I'm here with Hari. And we're signing out. So thank you very much. Have a good Tuesday.
I wish I was recording, because you always come up with witticisms.
I didn't. Was that a witticism?
Well, sort of.
Oh, so
it's been a while. Do you know how to start this?
I don't remember how we start.
Okay.
So should I start recording?
Start the recording. You're good to go. We're recording over here, too, so we are live.
Are you ready, Rick?
I am.
Or do we need another 3 weeks to get you ready? When was the last time we recorded?
More than 3 weeks. I would say it's probably closer
to... That was because the time that we had scheduled, you canceled.
Oh. Oh, okay.
I think you were sick, right?
I don't know. Probably. Yes, I was.
We don't get sick in this
time. I was sick.
You never get sick in this
time. I didn't want to get you sick.
Oh, yeah. I bet that was it. Okay. You ready?
Yep.
Are you excited?
I am, totally.
You've been waiting for this for like 6 months.
Four and a half.
Just to be on the show, it has nothing to do with this feature. Yeah,
exactly.
I've told and he's recording there. You're recording on that thing?
I am recording.
Okay, good.
All right, let's go. You ready? All right.
Yes, I'm ready.